Gerade sind die Friedensgespräche zwischen Israelis und Palästinensern mal wieder gescheitert. Und überhaupt kommt es einem so vor, als kämen nur schlechte Nachrichten aus dem Nahen Osten. Aber es gibt einen Ort in Israel, da funktioniert das, was in der gesamten Region nicht funktioniert. Juden und Araber leben und studieren da zusammen. Das ist die Universität in Haifa. Bei mir im Studio sind jetzt Menal und Kishat. Ihr beide studiert zusammen an dieser Universität. Hello, nice to have you here.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How is your student life in Haifa?
Mina. Well, it's kind of interesting. I'm doing my master's in this program and I'm doing it in the international program. So it's a mix of international people with Israelis, Arabs, Jews together. So it's an interesting mix.
How's the daily life?
It's really good. We have a lot of culture programs, experience, parties. Everyday student life, only in Haifa.
Okay, also Sie meinen beide gerade, also Menal macht gerade ihren Master und Kishat hat gesagt, dass Sie halt viel kulturelle Dinge studieren und durchnehmen und dass es alles sehr gemischt ist. Und es ist eigentlich so, wie man sich einen komplett anderen Uni auch vorstellen würde, nur dass hier eben Araber und Juden zusammen studieren. So, do Arabs and Jews share apartments or make party together there also?
Well, to my knowledge, they don't share apartments. Usually the dorms are Arabs living together and Jews living together.
So it's strictly divided like in politics?
Not like in politics. Only, you know, living situations, but everything else, if we're talking about scholarship, parties, studies, study groups, everything is together.
Okay, also wenn es ums Zusammenwohnen geht, dann sind Juden und Araber schon noch getrennt voneinander, aber alles andere, ob es jetzt irgendwelche Kurse, Lerngruppen oder so sind, dann wird es zusammen gemacht an dieser Uni. Why did you both choose that university?
Me personally, really, I study at law school of University of Haifa. This is a really, really special program. Not a lot of students, you get really, really good communication with the lecturers, and it's on the most beautiful location in all of Israel.
And you?
For me, actually, I'm studying peace and conflict, so it's one of the few programs that exists in Israel, and it's in Haifa University. So that's what drew me to Haifa, and it's close to home, close to where I live. So basically, that's what chose.
So it's the location and it's the program.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are the other students
in my program?
Yeah.
We have Kenyan, Palestinians from the West Bank, Palestinian citizens of Israel. We have Ivory Coast, German, Italian, Brazilian. That's the mix of students.
Okay. Also da sind also Deutsche, Italiener, aber auch Palästinenser von der West Bank und so weiter. What do your families and friends say about your studies in Haifa? Any weird reactions from them? Or positive reactions?
Really positive one, because it teaches you how to be more tolerant for one another, to accept someone with different mentalities than you. And I'm not just talking about the Arab students, just another student as well. They're happy for us for getting education, for setting our goals, for going for them. They're happy for us.
Also ihre Eltern sind total positiv begeistert von dieser ganzen Sache, von diesem Programm. Vor allen Dingen, weil ihnen dort auch so tolle Toleranz beigebracht wird und weil man die dann eben im täglichen Leben lernen kann. Your university must be the enemy of anyone who wants a clear separation from Jewish and Arab world. Did you get any hostile reactions?
Some. Of course, some of them.
Where? In the daily life?
Mainly in the daily life. Haifa University's diversity is its weak, but its strongest point as well. Some of us friends don't really see why we need to go there, but we're so strong-minded and we know that this is our place for us. We're not afraid of conflicts. We're not afraid of people that are different from us. We can only learn from each other, and that's what we answer them.
Okay, also Kishat meint gerade, dass sie schon auch ein paar negative Sachen erfahren haben zu diesem Programm, aber trotz ihrer negativen Anfeindungen, die auch teilweise aus dem Freundeskreis gekommen sind, halten sie da stand und sie haben da auch wirklich Bock drauf und stellen sich diesem Konflikt. We only hear bad news from your region. Are there, oder what do you like about your home? There's nothing.
No, well, it's our home. Of course, we have like, we're not going to sit here and tell you that it's all beautiful and peaceful. Yeah. And we do have our problems. We face them. I think what's interesting, and in my opinion, is that we should be celebrating our differences more than going against it. And I was born there. I lived there. So for me, I always have a love-hate relationship with that place. So you can either dislike it because of sometimes you feel that you're fed up. That's it. You can't handle more. But it still draws you. There's something about the place that draws you, especially about Haifa and Haifa University, that no matter how you want to stay far, it just brings you back.
And for me as a Jewish woman, I believe that this is the place for us Jewish people. I believe that this is our home. This is our country. This is where my family is. I love Israel so much. This is the warmest place ever, the nicest people. And we have differences, and it's all right, and it's okay, and it's legitimate. But the way that we need to approach them, this is the hard part. This is the part that we need to take responsibilities for our actions.
Also beide haben uns gerade erzählt, wie sehr sie ihre Heimat lieben und ihre Leute und die Kultur vor Ort und dass man eben diese Unterschiede schätzen soll, respektieren soll und nicht immer gleich die Unterschiede besonders offensiv und aggressiv heraufbeschwören sollte. What do you think is the future of Israel and the Palestine territory?
Well, I would like to say that in the future somewhat we might find a middle ground between the two people. It's bound to happen because I think that both of the people have the right to exist. And I would hope that someday in the future we can actually learn to live together, work together, and have the respect that each one deserves.
I believe that we need to put politics to the politicians. The revolution starts from us, from me and Manal sitting right here, coexisting, friends after school, doing the Model UN together. This is the future. Let's leave it. The hard things to the politicians and just live our life.
Also sie hoffen, dass sie irgendwann mal einfach alle zusammen lernen können, zusammen zu leben. Und Keshat meint vor allen Dingen, dass sie die Revolution bei ihnen beiden anfängt, zum Beispiel bei einer ganz einfachen Freundschaft oder eben bei ihren Lerngruppen und bei diesem ganzen Programm an der Uni in Haifa. Das waren Menal und Keshat, sie studieren zusammen an der Uni dort, einer der wenigen Orte im Nahen Osten, an denen Juden und Araber zusammen leben und studieren können. Thank you for coming to us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.